The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by DDayHistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.
Hi, this is Ricky Gervais, and you're listening to Ross Owen on Black Sky Radio.
By the Coal Town Daisies, a cracking duo from Scotland, and that song is just absolutely fantastic. And what's more, it's for charity as well. And we've got the girls on the phone right now, Vivian Byrne and Lindsay Mouter. Vivian, you're there just now. Can I just say thanks for coming on and joining us here on the show? This song is fantastic. It's one of those songs you like the first time you hear it. How did it come about?
That's great to hear. So it was last year. I was looking for a really old style traditional Christmas card with a Santa on it, because my friend from primary school that we've kept in touch with all these years, every year we send each other a traditional Santa face Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into one of the shops and couldn't find one and asked for the woman's help, and she's like, "Oh no, you hardly get them now. All that traditional stuff's gone, and it's all bears and you know whatever." And I thought, that's really rubbish. It can't be, you know, why is Santa not on a Christmas card?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I went home in a bit of a rage, and that was one of the quickest songs I think I've ever written. And we managed to play it just once at a venue last Christmas, and then it was kind of put away to this year. So Lindsay and I managed to get a wee recording time in early December, and kind of grew from there. It was just a very, very simple song to start with, and the meaning behind it's grown as well with the magic of Christmas. But Lindsay's quite good at explaining stuff like that as well, so I'm sure she'll tell you a wee bit more about it.
Okay, hi Lindsay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, oh gosh, there she is.
Hello.
How are you? Good to speak to you.
Totally.
So this song, it's for some good causes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I work with young people in the northeast of Fife, and one of the projects that I work with, they help young people sort of build skills, confidence and resilience for mm-hmm. Basically their futures and their career planning and any aspirations or goals that they might have. So with the sort of idea of the song being about sort of being a better adult and keeping the magic of Christmas alive for kids,
sure.
We're kind of building, hopefully, the best adults we can out of this programme. So it seems quite a natural cause to put the money towards. So, yeah, 50% of the proceeds from download sales go to them.
Now, where can people buy it? For those who don't know, where can they buy the single?
Okay, so if they go to our website, first of all, because we like to try and get people to it, because mm-hmm. it's quite new. So it's www.thecoldtowndaisies.com. But if they want to go direct to Bandcamp and search for our name, they can get it there, and that's where the online store actually is. And all of our other releases are there as well. And we're having a 25% winter sale at the moment on all of our downloads. So
oh, fantastic.
It's a good time to go.
It's a good time to go there. Now, how else can people get in touch with you? You do social media, you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook. Do you want to give us your Facebook and Twitter pages?
Totally. Our most successful social media platforms are Facebook and Instagram.
Oh,
and
right.
If you just type in the Coal Town Daisies, you'll find us there. We also have Twitter as well, but we're going to need to generate a bit more for that. So if anybody out there wants to find us on Twitter, come and join us. We need more followers.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. Go and follow the Coal Town Daisies. Now, tell us how you guys got together.
It's Vivian here again. We used to go to open mic nights. I used to run one in Kirkcaldy, and it was quite a good night, lots of different diverse acts. And Lindsay, I just kind of found Lindsay on MySpace, believe it or not. That's how long ago it was. MySpace was Facebook then, and just invited her along to one of the open mic nights. And we sang, a cover of Katie Tunstall, and we just did immediate harmonies and just hit it off and thought, let's just give this a wee try. And it was odd because we're both very, very different as solo acts. I'm quite folky and traditional and quite quiet, and Lindsay's more into soul and blues and pop. And yeah, so it was a bizarre combination, but it just kind of seemed to work.
Right. And is any one of you particularly the lead singer, or do you sort of take shots each of the vocals?
It's absolutely 50-50. We both play guitar, percussion, you know, ukulele. We both write songs, both sing, do harmony, and we both do arrangements and things like that. So yeah, it's totally split down the middle.
Now, we want to get you guys back on here after the new year to come on and we'll do a whole proper hour-long interview with you guys talking about everything that yous have done and what you've got coming up, and we're going to play a lot of your music. But where can people mm-hmm. see you over the sort of Christmas period?
So we've actually had the opportunity to actually chill out this Christmas, and we've got one gig on Hogmanay at the Courthouse in Kinross. I believe there might be some seats left, but it's very much about contacting the venue because it was almost full the last time we had a meeting with them. But it all kind of starts again in February for us next year, and we'll have our crowdfunding campaign for our next album as well, which will have a lot of live events attached to that. So it's really a sort of matter of watching our social media for when we come out with that. But all of our gigs for next year are listed already. We've got some festival bookings as well, but we haven't been able to announce them yet.
Right.
But they'll be coming up as and when. So what's to look forward to, yeah.
It sounds like you guys really enjoy playing as well. And I think that's half the battle when you enjoy what you're doing. I think you put on a much better performance, don't you?
Yeah, totally agree with that. And that's the only reason we do it is because it's kind of so much fun.
And that's the funny thing, because when you get, do you guys do a lot of rehearsals as well? I mean, do you just constantly rehearse and work, rehearse and work?
To be honest, we need to be probably better at the rehearsal. But yeah, we don't practice as much as we probably should. But because we're so used to performing together, we kind of know what each person brings to the table, even when we're doing something new. And because of the number of gigs that we've had as well, it just kind of sinks in.
Sure.
But yeah, that's maybe a mental note for us to do a bit more practice.
Well, I'm definitely going to get you guys back on the air with us again just after New Year, if you're happy to come on and talk about some more of your earlier stuff, your earlier albums, and you know, you've just done so much over the past few years, and there's so much to talk about. But I mean, what's your plans for Christmas? Are you guys just having a relaxing time with the family? And
yeah, Lindsay'd actually broken her foot earlier on.
What?
Was it November?
Oh, I thought you meant today.
What was that?
I thought you meant today. She just broke her foot earlier.
No.
I thought she's doing very well.
She broke her foot just at the end of her last gig. So then we had to cancel a couple more arrangements and things, which is why we've ended up with a little break. So she's on the mend. And
how do you break your foot during a gig? What happened?
She fell off as we were packing the car. She just fell off this tiny, tiny little curb.
Oh,
and
no.
Broke the metatarsal in her foot. So of course we're very physical when we gig, because we've got stomp boxes and cajons and things. So we just had a wee break for the rest of the year. So yeah, we're chilling out. We're seeing our friends and our family over Christmas and New Year. So it's all good. We're having a good party and things like that. So it'll be fun.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thanks for giving us your time today, because I know you guys are very busy at the moment, and I'm glad we managed to sort of schedule you in and have this chat, because the single is really good and it's doing a lot of good as well, and we certainly wish you all the best with that. You can catch the song on Black Sky Radio throughout Christmas. It's on every day, several times a day, so keep listening out for it, and buy the single, folks, because it is going to a good cause. And just check out the Coal Town Daisies, check out the work, and we'll be getting them back on the show and then early in the new year. Guys, all the best. Have a nice Christmas. I'm going to ask you both.
Yes, thanks very much.
You too, Ron.
No problem. I'm going to ask you both to pick a Christmas song that I'm going to play now. So do you guys have a favourite Christmas song each, or do you share the same favourite song?
Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys.
Brilliant choice. That's, you see, nobody ever asks for that. Nobody ever asks for that song.
I'm not really a fan of many, many Christmas songs. So
you wrote one.
You wrote one.
But an old one. An old one would be good.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll play White Christmas then, just for you.
I love White Christmas.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for playing our song. It's great. Thank
no
you very much.
No problem. And we'll keep that playing out throughout Christmas. And I'll speak to you guys in the new year.
That's magic.
All right, that's it. Vivian Byrne and Lindsay Mouter, the Coal Town Daisies, with a brand new single, Tiny Heroes. Make sure you download it and get it in time for Christmas. Thanks again, girls.
Cheers, Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Christmas comes this time each year. And a real famous cat, all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the Little Saint Nick.
The Little Saint Nick.
It's the Little Saint Nick.
The Little Saint Nick.
Just a little bobsled, we call Little Saint Nick. But she'll walk a toboggan with a four-speed stick. She's candy apple red with a ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her.
snow on. And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. Christmas comes this time each year.
Like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and cheer.
The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by DDayHistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.
make a little time.
Cracking single there from Owen Paul called Amazing. Fantastic song. And there's a lot behind this song, and we're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about when we speak to Owen, who's on the line right now.
It's my pleasure to be here, Ross. How you doing, mate?
Finally, because we've been trying to set this up for so long, haven't we?
We have indeed, but we got there in the end.
We did. And are you missing the homeland?
I'm not big on missing things, because I kind of, you know, live my life in the moment that I'm in. And right now I'm in Oxford, and before that I was in Twickenham. I've lived in Twickenham for like 40 years. But yes, I miss being home. I'm probably going to get there at some point, the other side of New Year. I know I've got some shows in February and March, and if you go to theownpaul.com, you'll get the details on that. But I'm going to look forward to coming back home for sure.
Brilliant. Now, listen, we've just played that song, Amazing, and it's been
yes.
There's a bit of a story behind it. Now, why now? Why have you decided to release this song now, and tell us a bit about the song itself?
Okay, the basic is this, is that I had a demo of a song, which is the one you just played, and Robbie Williams wanted to do it on his last album, which he decided at the last minute not to do. More fool him.
Robbie Williams?
Anyway, Robbie Williams.
Wow.
Right, so he was going to do it, and he decided to go with, I think the song that he went with was Party Like a Russian or something, and that was a mistake on Robbie's part, but hey, you know, we live and learn. And then because last year was the 30th anniversary of Favourite Waste of Time, that mm-hmm. everybody knows me for,
mm-hmm.
and I'd asked a lot of people to do like dance remixes for mm-hmm. it, and one of the guys I asked was a guy called Stonebridge. And Stonebridge said he didn't want to do it. I didn't take any insult on that. I just thought, okay. But he did ask the killer question. He said, do you have a new track? I'd much rather work with an 80s artist if I had a brand new song. I said, well, actually, I've got a song called Amazing. I'll send you the demo of that, and then you do your stuff. And before we know it, we're in the UK dance charts with Amazing, and it's going really, really well, and I'm absolutely delighted with the results.
Oh, I mean, the song is just, it's amazing. It's incredible. The song's fantastic.
Well, you heard this a long time ago, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, I did. And it's one of those songs.
Energy.
It's one of those songs that, it's very commercial. When you hear it, you just like it straight away. And when you came to my hometown to do a gig, you performed it
yes.
live. Yeah, and now,
yes.
A lot of people out there don't know that before the music business, you were actually a footballer, weren't you? And what level did you take it to?
It was a bit like a lot of Scottish people and Scottish teenagers. If you're not going to get a City and Guilds in plumbing or carpentry or brickwork or something, the only way out of avoiding that is to either become a musician or a football player. I was quite fortunate. I was quite good at the football thing for a little while when I was young at school. And I got signed by Glasgow Celtic. As a professional, I played for my country at Scottish schoolboys level, and then unfortunately, to my dad's disappointment, when punk music happened, I changed my mind about the whole thing entirely and thought, you know what, this, the football thing is not for me, music is for me.
Yes.
Basically what happened was, and if you're going to live my life, my brother and his friends formed the Simple Minds at school, believe it or not, and I got very influenced by that and involved with that because I was, even though I was younger than them, I was always hanging around, watching them do their thing. They were rehearsing in our house, in our basement. I could hear Jim Kerr and Charlie Burchill and Brian McGee and Derek Forbes jamming their albums that went on to become million sellers. But I was always thinking back, you know what, I would have done that differently or I'd sung that differently or something. And then I was, but at the same time, because they allowed me to go into the studios with them, and I was involved in some of their very early recordings, I got to learn how it worked in the recording studio from a very early age. I was very fortunate to, you know, have that privilege. And then, for me, what was the massive difference between football and the music business was that I loved the sort of the downside of the music business, which is like, you know, working in a recording studio for days on end on a bass drum or a snare drum or something. Whereas in football, I hated the training massively. But I love the glory of the match day thing.
Right.
Right. But in, you know, in the music industry, I like both parts of it. I like being on Top of the Pops. That's cool. I like doing the festivals like Rewind or Let's Rock or whatever, the big festivals. I love that moment. But at the same time, I was much more happy working behind the scenes on stuff when it was rehearsals or, you know, like I still do as a vocal arranger. I was in Mike and the Mechanics. You know the band?
Yes.
Mike and the Mechanics?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was in them for a while, and I was never credited with doing anything for them, but I became a mechanic as such and did some stuff behind the scenes and organized the vocals for a new album and stuff. I loved that part of my world. I've always liked that. And it was the main difference between football and music, and that's why I chose the music path. For sure.
And what do you think of the music industry these days? Because it's a bit of a mess, really, isn't it?
Well, I think that's an understatement, Ross. but it's one of those things, right? It's like in any era, be it the 80s or the 90s or the 90s or whatever you want to call it, there's good and bad in every element of it. There's always good talent out there, but I think for now, it's much harder to find, you know, the brand new stuff that's like much more experimental and as such, as opposed to the X Factor or The Voice or whatever. And take streaming, for example, which is a bugbear to me. Streaming is a brilliant thing for the consumer, but not great for the artist. Because all artists are no doubt to me, or songwriters or recording artists or whatever you want to call them, all they want is to make enough money to make one more record. Mm-hmm. That's all they want.
Mm-hmm.
With streaming, because the deal with the record companies, because obviously the record companies didn't see it in advance, unfortunately, it's so bad that I could get streamed a million times. In fact, with Amazing, I've already something like 6.7 million times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to frighten you, but that sounds like, and my family have asked me this question going, oh my God, you must be getting a new house in Barcelona or whatever, because they think it's a brilliant thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But in reality, it means about, I don't know, 0.6 of a pence per stream.
Right.
Multiplied by 6.7 million. At best, it's like $2,000, mm-hmm. which is not even going to get me a car.
Well, that's, yeah.
Never mind, is it going to be able to afford me to record another song?
Yeah, and that's a shame, that.
And in my view, the problem is it becomes a sort of double-edged sword as such, and a lot of bands like U2 or Simple Minds, which I worked with before, and other acts, even Britney Spears or Taylor Swift or whoever, they're going to charge extortionate prices for their live work, try and get the money back.
Yeah.
Right, so a normal gig price that might have been £40 10 years ago is now £140 right now. It's because the artist has lost the revenue stream that allowed them to make a record back in the day.
Right.
Or the next record, should I say, right?
Yeah.
So now they're overcharging for concerts and things and merchandise and stuff like that, because they have to. Otherwise, there's not going to be another record. This is a real problem for artists, and we have to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to work, but we're going to have to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. The other thing you mentioned earlier on was my favourite waste of time, the 30-year anniversary.
Yes.
For those who don't know, tell us what you did for that.
Okay, well, basically what happened was I was like one of those guys that, you know, 30 years on, which was, from 1986, so it became 2016, which is the end of last year, I virtually didn't want to, like, do anything. And then I was talked into going, well, you know what, we should celebrate that and we should do something for that. So we did a lot of different remixes and different dance mixes and stuff. And it did very well, particularly in America. And it got to number one in the USA dance chart, so that was good. And
wow.
Off the back of that, yeah, I did. And it's one of those things, the dance music scene is like the sort of pop mainstream,
yeah,
where they don't really care how old you are. They just,
they just like it
or they don't.
Yeah,
they just like it or they don't. And the same thing goes for Amazing. I've just done the track Amazing Stonebridge. It's been played in clubs all over the UK. We charted in the UK dance charts in November, then December, and it's still ongoing. And we're going to have a new version coming out in January for, like, what you'd call mainstream would be like Radio 2 or Radio 1 or whatever, or for television as such. But we've been allowed that because in the dance scene, they don't really have any idea who I am. They just like the song or they don't. And I love that about that whole dance thing.
Yeah.
It's very new to me, but I'm learning as I go.
Yeah, but I think you fit into it very well. And Amazing is just absolutely brilliant. It's just a fantastic song, and it deserves to be a hit, Owen. It really does. And we're
going to keep persevering, Ross, until we bludgeon everyone, even though Robbie didn't do it. The lovely Robbie Williams, bless him.
No, it's his loss.
We're going to keep trying our best, and we're going to get that song out there, because I think you're right. I think it's one of the best things I've ever done, and I'm very proud of it. Bit like Favourite was time 30 years ago, and we're not going to give up until it's, what did they say, the fat lady sings?
Yeah, until it gets the credit it deserves, and we'll keep playing it here on Black Sky Radio for you.
Thank you, sir.
Keep it in the rotation. Now, what's your plans for Christmas?
Nothing any different to anyone else. Usual stuff with my family and friends. I'm definitely going to see my children. Even though I've got a schedule for like recording and or live work or stuff, all else stops for Christmas, like anyone else.
Yeah.
And I make sure I get time with my mum, with my sister, my brothers, my obviously my children, first and foremost. And that is exactly what I'm going to do. No different to anyone else.
And when are we going to see you back in the homeland again? When are we going to catch up with you for a cappuccino?
Well,
because you're the cappuccino king.
Yes, I am. And you and I will probably do that regardless, and we'll post it so everyone knows I'm in town.
Yes.
And but professionally speaking, I've got a couple of bookings coming up. I think one is in Montrose. I've just done a gig in Dundee, which is Bonn, which is a brilliant event for the Rewind Party thing.
Yeah.
But there's one in Montrose in April, and you can get all the details from theownpaul.com.
Okay, brilliant. All right, mate, you have a great Christmas.
Bet.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, and it's always a pleasure seeing you, and it's even more of a pleasure hearing you. So we're going to play...
There you go.
We're going to play another one of yours. We're going to play that original hit, You're My Favourite Waste of Time.
As you do.
And what's your favourite Christmas song? We'll play that straight after.
My favourite Christmas song is... Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas.
Do you know what? I love that song. We're big fans of Chris Rea at this end, and we wish him all the best. I know he had some health problems recently, but hopefully makes a full recovery. And we'll stick on Chris Rea straight after Favourite Waste of Time. Owen Paul, always a pleasure. Take it easy and have a great Christmas. Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Bye now.
Black Sky Radio.
Your mom. I'm playing daydreams. Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Just the same.
Ross Owen Show is sponsored by DDayHistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.